You're listening to The Zesty Garden, and it's our Going Native segment. Jeanette Warner, owner of Wildland Nursery just south of Richfield in Joseph, is my guest. And this next plant that we're going to suggest for you to grow in your garden is the desert holly. And I always have issues with Latin, wondering how to pronounce them, because I know how to pronounce Spanish. So in Spanish, this would be Mahonia fremonti. But that's not how you would say it in Latin. So,
or in English.
Okay.
Mahonia fremonti.
Okay, so kind of a little closer. So what is it about the desert holly that you like?
Very, very drought tolerant.
You have down here a superior shrub for Utah gardens.
In the right place. You don't want to plant it next to your front porch. The leaves are small. They're real pretty gray blue in the summer. In the winter, they turn real pretty burgundy color. Beautiful in a winter flower arrangement, a winter arrangement. But they are very prickly. And so it makes a really nice screen. If you've got an area you don't want people to walk through or you don't like your neighbors, you can plant this desert holly.
And it's an evergreen?
It is evergreen. Like I said, the leaves in the wintertime, the leaves turned from blue to a deep burgundy.
So not necessarily neighbor friendly, but pollinator friendly.
Extremely pollinator friendly. The flowers, if you ever stick your nose in a jar of honey and take a deep whiff, that's what the flowers smell like, like honey. And the bees love them.
How tall does it get?
In my garden, I want it to get 4 feet tall. In the wild, they can get 5 feet, 5 feet tall and maybe 6 feet wide. They can be kind of gangly, wild-looking in the wild, but in the yard, they're very nice-looking. With that little bit of extra watering, not having to worry about the hot desert, sunny wind, they do really nice. They're very attractive.
Do you have to prune them back at all?
I do, because I don't want them to get that big, and I want my yard to look like a garden tended and not like a wildscape.
Okay. When you say it's not neighbor-friendly, does it have spines or anything on it?
Or no. It's just like a holly leaf. Just like a holly leaf.
So if you happen to fall into it, it'll just be a little uncomfortable, but it's not like you're going to be stuck with a lot of little barbs.
Right.
Okay. Fragrant yellow flowers.
Just so fragrant, and the bees love them. And They will grow in the wild, they grow in full sun. But, you know, just to say full sun in the wild, usually these plants are growing in a canyon somewhere. So that's not really full sun, because in a canyon you'll get shade either in the morning or the afternoon.
One of the things that we haven't really talked about in this segment yet are plants that produce more the berries rather than just the seeds. Okay. And this is one that will produce berries for the birds.
Oh, absolutely. The robins love this. And that's the one bird I do recognize. And I do have a lot of robins. And I have other interesting birds. But they love that berry. And they're always, all winter long, scratching around underneath those to get those berries.
Looking for the berries that have dropped.
And they're so ornamental, too. Just the most interesting rose-colored berry.
Where does it grow? Where do you usually see it? It's in canyons.
Right. Well, it grows all through southern Utah. Just about in every national park, you'll see it growing in every national park and everywhere in between.
So it must be pretty much adapted to most soil types.
Right.
Dry clay or rock, gravelly soil. That's nice.
Right. And I know it's cold hardy up here.
Yeah, zone 3 to 6.
Right. And they've had some growing at the University of Utah campus for quite a few years.
Best location in the full sun. Will grow a little bit in partial shade. Would you use this as a specimen plant?
I do. Yes, I do.
What would you pair with it?
I like four-winged saltbush. And I like the ephedra just because of the contrast with the different leaf shapes and the different leaf colors.
And how long do you see the flowers on it when it is in blossom?
For quite a while. Like I said, with a little additional water, they'll last longer. And I do collect the seed off of the plants. And so I do need it to flower longer and to make that seed. And so by that, I mean once every 2 weeks I water.
And I love that it's an evergreen.
Oh, it's yes, it's amazing. Between that and the Mormon tea, the ephedra, they're two really nice plants. Mm. But you do have to have it in the right spot in your garden.
And this plant is the desert holly, and it's our recommendation on our Going Native segment. Jeanette Warner is owner of Wildland Nursery just south of Richfield in Joseph. Jeanette, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.